After 2 years of listening to proposals and public comments, gambling regulators say developers in Lyon County can proceed with a $120 million casino, hotel, and golf course project north of Larchwood, just a quarter mile from the South Dakota border. Commission member Paul Hayes says the new gaming facility will be 15 miles from Sioux Falls and draw as many as 80% of its customers from out of state. He also says the Lyon County Casino will do little damage to the revenue streams at existing gambling spots in the state.
The studies that we commissioned indicated that there would be only minimal cannibalization of an existing operator by granting a license in Lyon County. According to the studies, the other applicants would have harvested between 50 and 70% of their revenues from existing casinos.
Hayes and the other commissioners praised the Lyon County Casino for having its financing in place and providing realistic revenue projections. Developers estimate it will create some 700 jobs and bring in $70 million in annual revenue. The leader of the nonprofit group that holds half of the gambling license for the project, Jerry Stye, says construction will begin next month.
Well, we've been working on this project for about 2 years, and it's been an organized effort, and we're pretty elated right now. And we're looking forward to, you know, moving on with this and getting this thing up and running.
While the commissioners voted unanimously to grant a Lyon County license, they unanimously rejected proposals from Wapello, Webster, and Tama counties. The group pushing for the Fort Dodge Casino included Webster County Assessor Dan Reeder, who was disappointed in the results.
In regards to Peninsula Gaming, I know they would have done had an excellent, excellent project in Fort Dodge, and that they would have benefited Webster County to a large degree.
Commission members contend a Fort Dodge gambling venue would run the Wild Rose Casino in Emmitsburg out of business. They also said the Tama County project would hurt the nearby Meskwaki Casino. The tribal chairman for the Meskwaki Nation, Adrian Pushatiniqua, says the Indian Casino is already struggling during a down economy.
The past couple of years, you know, we've had our people have received per capita, and that had dropped twice. We've had to drop it twice, and that certainly would have been a sign for Tama County that something was going down in our community, yeah.
Each member of the Racing and Gaming Commission made it clear they would not consider more applications for gambling licenses for at least 5 years. Commissioner Kate Cutler says the state can't absorb any more casinos.
The Isle Bettendorf is down 21.8%, Lady Luck Davenport is down 29.4%, Ameristar 17.8%, Harris 28.1%, Terrible's 18.8%. So we have really hard numbers which show that there is a saturation point in this state.
The new casino north of Larchwood in Lyon County is expected to open in June of 2011. I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.